say, mama, don't trip. I'm out here with the homies. I'm out here with the homies. My girlfriend called my phone like, where you at? I say, baby, don't trip. I'm out here with the homies. I'm out here with the homies.
I'm out here with the homies from J Street to Max.
What'd you say?
What did you say?
Actually, she was all right.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You got a look on your face like something is wrong.
Staring into space.
What's going on, good people? How you doing?
Yo, don't fuck with me, man.
All right, Mr. Grumpy.
Yes, that's me.
Just be nice. I told you, man.
We see who came to work today.
Yeah, this nigga gonna try to fucking send me to the store like I was some little nigga.
I ain't try to send you to the store.
Yo, go bring me some Popeyes. Nigga, I fuck that chicken sandwich.
I didn't say
shit.
Like that. Yo, I asked you a question.
I've been saying fuck that chicken sandwich, man.
I'm not even a chicken sandwich kind of nigga, B.
Just asked you a simple question.
No,
I said,
Popeyes is out of my way.
That's not out of the way, though.
All right. That's what Uber Eats is for. And I'm not an Uber.
But you was driving.
I wasn't driving.
You was driving.
I wasn't.
Anyway.
That's why it took me so long to come back from Whistling. I had to walk across the bridge.
You ain't walk.
I did. It's nice.
Jay, how you doing today?
I'm good, man.
How you been, man?
Good.
Everything good with you?
Yeah, man. I'm living. I'm here.
Yeah, keep on doing that, please, man. Mr. Grumpy, I already know how you doing, so I ain't going to ask you. I am okay.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
I was going to say, let me ask you, how are you doing?
I'm great. Great. Good to see you, gentlemen. Happy to see you. And see you in a while. It be like that sometimes. We do have lives. What's going on? You started with the chicken thing.
Chicken thing.
Jay.
Stupid, right?
Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. You got to answer. Who you rolling with? You got to roll with one.
I don't eat either one.
Oh, man.
You don't eat Popeyes?
Nope.
So you a conservative?
Nah, I don't really mess with Popeyes.
You running independent?
Nah, I just don't. I don't. You know.
You make your chicken at home, right?
Nah, Jesus.
I make my chicken at home. If I no do get like a chicken sandwich, just like I'm at Wendy's or some shit. Like I
he's a Kennedy fried spicy chicken sandwich guy.
I've never been a chicken sandwich. That's why I say I'm not a chicken sandwich kind of nigga.
I like Wendy's chicken sandwich, but I ain't gonna go, yo, you heard that new chicken sandwich out? Like, I don't understand what people are doing. Like,
people talk about it? My palate anyway.
You know what?
My palate?
Okay, bro. I already know where you got that from. So
No. I heard that before that. But yeah, they talk about that. When it comes to food, I'm simple. Like, wait, it's either chicken.
How people know about your palate?
Or bread. Because they know what I eat. Like, what I eat. Wherever I go, I get.
Same shit all the time.
All the time. Like, I don't.
I switch it up.
Nah, I stick to what I know.
You know.
But see, like I said, it's either chicken or bread. I can't do both.
Chicken or bread? That's what you eat?
No. I'm saying when it comes to chicken, like, okay. I won't eat a chicken sandwich. I mean, like, if I get
so
that chicken
do, like,
sandwich.
Chicken and waffles or nothing like that?
No, that's different because you put syrup on it. But no.
You talk about in a sandwich.
In a sandwich. Yeah, I'm not going to eat a chicken sandwich. I would. Take the chicken, eat the chicken. Or I would just put the bread slices together and eat the bread. But I can't do both.
Are you like a child?
Nah, it's just something I don't do. All
right.
So you eat the slice with the peanut butter separate from the slice with the jelly?
I don't eat peanut butter and jelly no more. I don't. I don't.
Ew, everyone eats peanut butter and jelly.
I don't eat peanut butter
Rich
and jelly.
Rich people
no more.
Eat peanut butter and jelly.
I don't eat peanut butter and jelly no
Why
more.
Why don't you like peanut butter and jelly?
I stopped liking peanut butter.
So you don't want that funny bone?
No. And if you know me, you know I don't. Do I eat cake?
No, we don't know your palate.
Yeah, you don't eat cake.
I don't know your palate. I don't.
What's your palate like? Fucking pussy juice and fucking Henny.
I don't drink Henny no more. Thank you, Duce. Henny don't support us. Oh, man. Yeah, answer the question.
What?
Popeyes?
Popeyes.
Popeyes over. You ain't even had the sandwich, though. How you going?
Because, I mean, what I get from Chick-fil-A is the chicken nuggets.
Uh-huh.
Popeyes chicken tenders are better because then they got the surf and turf. They got the... I mean, it's just chicken nuggets.
So you're going with the chicken tenders over the Chick-fil-A chicken?
Yes.
Nuggets, even though I'm asking you about the sandwich.
I've never had the sandwich. I don't.
You still got to pick.
I don't know.
You still got to pick.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I want you.
What I will say is, from what I've seen, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich is just have chicken and bread, right?
No, it don't.
I don't know.
It don't?
No. Got lettuce, tomatoes. Big ass piece of fresh lettuce at the bottom.
Yeah, see, like chicken and lettuce is not.
With two pickles.
No, I don't eat chicken wraps.
With pickles on it?
Yeah, two pickles. I had to take those off. I don't like pickle taste with anything.
Mm. Yeah. You eat your pickles separate?
I haven't eaten a pickle in I don't know how long. Pause.
I know back in the days. Back in the days, niggas used to get the pickle out the jar and get the.
Nah, not the jaw. The jaw one was trash.
Nah,
they was all the same shit.
When the packet ones came on.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah, because some of them shits be there like forever and shit.
Pickle shop?
Yeah, they used to have pickle shops. Yeah, no,
a pickle shop.
Yeah,
I got a pickle shop.
Hey, yo.
I've never heard about a pickle shop. I didn't invite y'all. I said I had one. I didn't say even one of y'all could come.
And niggas used to get the Kool-Aid packet. And pour the joint on a pickle and shit.
I ain't never do that in my life.
No, I'm saying I seen people do it. Not me. Crazy.
You. Nah. Don't try to say you people. You did that shit.
Nah, I like my Kool-Aid with a lot of sugar. Heavy on the sugar.
What was they doing with the Kool-Aid packet with the...
I know.
I guess just giving
it
a...
They did it for color?
What kind of pickle was it?
It's a regular pickle out the jaw, nigga.
No, but you know, like they got like the spicy pickle.
Oh,
nah.
Spicy pickle?
Yeah, they got spicy pickle. Spicy. Yo. See, you don't know about the pickle shop,
you
nigga.
Go up in Harlem?
No, he did not. Oh. He's from.
Oh, right. We had this
Brooklyn and Queens or something.
Moved to Harlem in '99. I was here 20 fucking years.
Nah, we was already established.
All right, well, yeah, they fucking got them spicy pickles. I've never heard of a spicy pickle. EJ made that shit up.
Nah, they have spicy pickles.
How they making it spicy?
It's how you make pickles?
How you make the pickle, nigga?
Put peppers and everything in it.
Huh? Don't this shit grow? Pickles don't grow.
Where they grow at?
I don't know. I thought. Listen.
All right. Hold on. First off, what is a pickle,
is
my
a
nigga?
Pickle? Tell me what a pickle is.
What is a pickle?
What is a pickle? Pickle is a pickle, right? What?
No.
What is it?
You could pickle cucumber. Anything. You could pickle anything.
You ever seen pickled beets?
Oh, pickle is a pickle.
Pickled tomato.
Pickled pig feet. Like.
Pickled pig feet.
No.
You never seen pickle? You're not from the South either.
I thought it was just in a jar. I did hear pickle.
Well,
eggs.
How do you think
that it? Shit.
They pickle. They just pickle it.
Oh.
Do you know how to pickle it?
No, I don't.
Do you want to learn how to pickle
no,
it?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so it's a cucumber. So yes, it grows from the ground. And they pickle the cucumber.
Yeah,
and just spice it up
and put it in a jar and let it pickle.
You know, all the time I thought cucumber was another type of vegetable.
I mean, cucumber is.
I thought it was some different from a cucumber, though.
What? You thought what was...
He thought a pickle was
different from a cucumber?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was their own separate entity. Oh, you told me something. I didn't know that.
You got to get cultured.
Nah, because...
How you going to go on a date and you don't even know about pickles? What if the girl is into pickles, my nigga?
Bro.
She's like, but that's cucumber.
If she brings up
pickles on a sandwich, like, yo, I thought she was allergic to cucumbers. She didn't say she was allergic to pickles. She's allergic to cucumbers.
You're right. But, yeah. If she brought up my fucking the pickle conversation, somebody told me that the other day, like. You know how you ask leading questions? Like, you ask a question.
Leaning towards what you want to hear?
Yeah, you know.
Or trying to get the answer that you want?
Or something, you know, to gauge the conversation. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, just chatting, making small talk or whatever. And I said, did you eat? She was like, yeah. So.
That could go two ways.
So. I said, okay, because I was hungry. I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to eat. I was just trying to see, like, maybe whatever she ate could get me an idea of something. But I had something in the back of my mind, like, the go-to.
Okay.
So she was like, yeah. So I said, oh, all right. Shit, I'm about to probably just gave me a bowl of cereal. She took offense to that. She said, I'm not about to sit here and have no conversation with you about cereal. I wasn't having no conversation about no cereal.
Wait, y'all was together?
Nah.
Y'all was over the phone?
Texting
or whatever.
Yeah. Then proceeds to go and tell me that, oh, when guys ask you if a woman, if they want to eat, they should be offering to take them out to eat. You just said you had something, you just ate.
I mean, when...
And I didn't ask in the form of...
You presented the question right now. I thought you was trying to, like, link up with us or something. Like,
no, but he just
that
said...
That didn't sound like that. No. I just presented how I...
You know, let me... I can say something?
What?
You know if you was over the phones, you wouldn't have took it that way?
Oh, brother.
I'm just saying. Like, you texting, you can misinterpret.
Shut up.
You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Because...
But even if she ate and you asked... About food.
Okay.
Just because she ate, that don't mean she don't want to go.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's
what
a fact.
I'm saying. So
that's a fact. You're right.
It's a leading question. Like, you know, she thinking you going, the next thing is going to be like, oh,
let's go
so
ahead.
Let's go here. Let's go get this. And you bring up a bowl of cereal. And she like, what?
She can eat cereal. They have cereal bars that you could take to.
Yeah. I've been to cereal bar.
Yeah. So I.
You never been to cereal bar?
Oh.
Well, it's called milk bar.
I haven't been there, but I know of it.
Yeah, I know of it, but
yeah. So next time, next time you want to eat? Yeah, okay. We going to the fucking cereal bar now. What?
That cereal,
no goddamn cereal. What
she gonna do though?
Take the kids to the cereal bar.
What she gonna do?
What
she gonna do if I take her to the cereal bar?
Nothing.
She ain't going to the cereal bar. She,
I'm gonna sit down.
You know why she gonna go to the cereal bar? Because it has bar in it.
There ain't no liquor in there.
Yeah, it's no liquor, but it has, we going to cereal bars. Oh, I never been. Let's go.
Oh, you go gamer. Right.
Then you go get there. It was like, you like what? Almond milk? 2%? What milk you want in your shit?
You drink milk?
No.
You don't? No. Why not?
Fuck my stomach. Fuck with my stomach.
Oh, you lactose intolerant?
I wouldn't say that. I just can't drink milk because I could eat ice cream and all that. It's just milk.
This guy over here, him and his almond milk.
Yeah, I do oat milk.
Oh, oats don't make no milk though.
Yeah, you can.
You can make oat milk out of oat.
Oh, well, I was told that. See, I never even thought about it like that. I grew up on milk, so I just figured.
Milk
is milk. It comes from the cow, but I was told because milk is breast milk for the baby cow. That us as humans shouldn't drink it.
Hell no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They tell us that milk does a body good and all that other shit. It's like
calcium.
No, milk does a baby cow's body good.
Body good, nigga.
Yo, what does?
Would you drink cat milk?
No, it ain't even about that.
I mean, if it was presented to me, like,
what is
if it was whole?
When a woman is breastfeeding, right, and she's giving a kid milk, what is she trying to do?
What's the N word?
Nurture.
Yeah, that word.
Nurture? She's trying to nurture? She's nourishing the child, right? She's
that giving, word. That's the one I was looking for. Giving the child. That's the past tense one.
It's two.
Nurture, nourish. Yeah, all the same shit.
Yeah, they got to end.
She's trying to nurture him to grow
he
up.
He just
right,
said
to
nurture, bro. Did he say nurture? I just said that. But he said
but
nurture.
But he was using it in a, it's nourish, nourishment and...
Yeah.
It's nourish. Yeah, it's nourishment and then... He was using it in the right form.
Yeah, he's trying to get in my head.
Y'all niggas drunk already?
I ain't had nothing to drink.
30.
So it's for nourishment, right? It's to nourish that child to grow up into a full adult, right?
Yeah.
The cow milk is supposed to make this calf into a whole grown cow. And you drinking that as a grown person.
So that's why I'm
so
this
you
big.
So you steal it from the calf, my nigga.
So that's why I'm this big.
It plays a part.
They trying to make me a cow.
It plays a part.
Oh, like, man.
Better than being a bear.
I blame my mother. Do bears have milk?
I would think
yes,
they do.
They do.
Well, I guess if it got a nipple, right? What was that movie that said if you got a... it had to be like Meet the Fuckers, right?
Fuckers, yeah.
Yeah, like if you got a nipple, I could milk it. I know D-Bad has been milked a couple times.
Hey, yo.
Oh, no.
Now, my Bree was trying to get breast milk from me. I told her I ain't have it.
I ain't fucking around with you no more.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, all right, man.
That's what happens.
She was upset when she did that, right?
Yeah, she was like,
man, it's about to bite shit off.
Yeah.
All right. Topic at hand. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. The all.
Oh, wait. Before we get there, are you going to start drinking almond milk?
No, I'm not. I still not? Fuck with that calf milk. Fuck you. Shit,
you know the difference.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I'd say you would know the difference. All right. It's just like drinking Poland Spring and Essentia.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It shit tastes the same. If I took this shit and put it in a clear cup, put Poland Spring in a clear cup, you wouldn't know the difference.
You would know the difference. You could taste the difference.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Not if I make it warm.
I drink both of the water. I drink Poland Spring and I drink Essentia.
That's how I know the difference.
This shit don't taste like nothing. Well, Poland Spring
tastes like what? A slight lead?
Not true mountain water. I come from the earth.
That's what's up.
All this shit just come from a faucet somewhere in a factory.
Yeah, they put this shit through more machines.
Nah, they just add more shit to it. Yeah. Electrolytes.
Bum ass water, $2. I was about to buy the bottle of water for Jay in the store. He's like $2. I'm like, all right. He got that covered.
I don't like Fiji. Fiji tastes like it's straight up.
I don't like that. Didn't we talk about that? That mm-hmm. Evian shit?
Evian? Yeah, we had this conversation.
Yeah. The one with the pink. Yeah, because y'all always bring this bum ass water here. Drink some juice. Nah. Soda.
I don't know the last time I had like juice.
Oh, yeah, this healthy guy go. All right, man. Cheat.
That's why he got a six pack.
Cheating. Cheating, cheating, cheating. All question.
On a test? Hell yeah. Oh.
Shit, I should have cheated on my fucking test.
Yeah, you should have. Well, why do people cheat? Male, female. Why and what may lead to the cheating?
Good question.
Ain't no motherfucking good question. You know, nigga, you cheat all the time. Nah, I'm fucking around. Before we get into this, disclaimer. Black men don't cheat. As my boy Lil Duval and Charlamagne say. But these two brothers up here, not trying to get them in trouble. They're talking and
I'm a grown man. You ain't gotta say nothing for me, right, man. Well, what's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, you know, I want nobody to get hit upside their head for, you know,
oh, man.
Fucking listen. Around with play. And speaking on some things that they, you know, maybe
you
touching.
Say you don't cheat, so how are you talking about?
Yeah.
This nigga be lying.
Because I can talk about what would drive me to cheat. Or
so can I.
Or why.
Perfect. So what would drive you to cheat?
What would drive me to cheat? Well, first off, why do people, anyone cheat?
I would say
I'm telling you, you just gave one reason.
But men and women cheat for different, totally opposite reasons.
No. The first reason is because they want to.
Yeah. That's always the man.
No.
What?
Male and female. They want to cheat. That's
I don't know.
That's
bro.
The it, they can put whatever.
No, it's not.
They can
yeah,
put
I don't
they,
think so either.
You can cheat. You can cheat. I can cheat. We choose not to. If you choose to cheat, that's because you want to. It doesn't have to be anything behind it, you want to cheat.
That's. I think that only goes for the man, though.
No, don't.
No, I think that's a broad statement. That's a broad statement. You wanted to do that.
And then you
that's
can
like saying,
you can add stuff. You can add layers to it, but it all... Even if you get into an argument and your mate pisses you the fuck off,
but that might
you
not
would
be,
still...
No, that might
what,
even
what,
not be
what,
a person's intentions to go out and be like, yo, I'm going to go out and cheat.
Because
yes, it is. You're going to cheat by accident.
You don't. But for an argument, I'm not going to go cheat from an argument.
You don't cheat by accidents, but you cheat by, I guess, by circumstances, by happensome. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the heat of the moment. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't,
nah,
it's
nah,
not an
I
accident.
Hate that. I hate that. Nah, that heat of the moment, you wanted to.
No, people get killed in passion, crime of passion. Like, so.
Because they wanted to kill you.
Nah, man. I mean, I'm just. Like, I'm not.
It's premeditated.
It's not. Crime of passion is not premeditated. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying there's many different reasons for cheating.
And the first one, you want to.
That's your reason. I mean, so you out here just wanting to cheat.
I'll put that on. I'll put that on my list.
So what's the purpose of just because you want to cheat? What's the purpose of having a girl? Then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm just saying.
No, but what's the point of being with someone if you want to cheat? Like,
I don't want to cheat.
No, I'm using your example.
Now, if you would like let say, me all finish,
right, all right, go ahead. It's my bad.
You want to now. Because you want to cheat, something may happen to cause you to go and do that. That you look for an excuse now to go out and cheat. You can be like, I want to cheat. And she, you know, your girl could come in and she could slam the door. You're like, yo, I don't really like how she slammed that door. She getting on my nerves.
Nah, then that's when the relationship should be over. That's when the relationship should be over, though.
But that's where it's at. It's not.
But that's not because you wanted to. That's because you want out of a relationship. Yeah. You're not into that.
If she slamming a door annoys you that much, that means it's over. You gotta get ready.
You ever hear someone slam a door like you don't fucking slam this door like that?
So why don't you just get up and say, bitch, don't slam this fucking door?
That's how you get sent to jail.
Crazy. Listen,
because you want to is one of them.
I mean, that is a reason. People do cheat because that's what they just want to do.
And I can't speak for them. I don't know what the fuck go through their head. I think some people are just serial cheaters.
I think there's many different reasons. Like, some people be like,
you're going to get into them.
Just society. Like, you know, society forced you into monogamy, you know. Some people cheat just by, like I said, happenstance, circumstance.
And one thing I don't understand, Eva, like you said, society forced you into monogamy and all that. Being that everything is changing, like, oh, now it's okay to accept a child that want to be the opposite sex is okay and all that other stuff. Why is not okay to be like, why can't I have multiple girlfriends, right? Yeah. that's the only one thing that's not changing.
You can save that for our next episode when we talk about why I don't want to be polyamorous with me. Pause.
Oh, that I just seen something about that. I mean, people cheat, like I said, man.
Because when it comes to women, they more emotional and all that.
I mean, I think
What's the reason that you would cheat?
I would cheat? One to maybe because like tit for tat. I found out the other person did it first. Yeah.
Petty Betty.
See, but that's
because it's accessible.
It's the reason people cheat.
Yeah. Because it's accessible. It's like
accessibility is what's killing a lot of people. I'm telling you, man. Like,
yeah. Like, fuck it, it's there.
I'm just saying. Like, no point in time in history has it been this easy to access other people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything is so easy to access other people, and the most time you see.
What about with the cavemen when like everybody's in the same cave?
But see, that's how they was grouped. That's how they was brought up, so they could do that shit.
Yeah,
they didn't have no beef. Like, who else we gonna have sex with? It's two girls over there. Like, I'm gonna have sex with her and her.
Nah, nigga, both those mine. Fuck out of here, I'm a caveman.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
if I was the biggest, stronger caveman, you don't get no girls.
Yeah, now you gotta go beat off.
You sit over there in the corner. But that's how it was, right? But so no time in history has it been this accessible where you could go, you know, there's dating apps, there's social media, there's all of this stuff, and everybody's putting their best self forward. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's like going to any store you like and always seeing the nice things.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You could
and having money to get it too.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have a new pair of sneakers on, and then you go into the store, you see a nice pair of sneakers, you're like, damn, I kind of want those sneakers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, It's so accessible. Like, you know, and that puts people in a hard situation sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're constantly tested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you can.
You got to fight those temptations.
Of course. As a person, and as you make a commitment to be with somebody, they deserve you to fight, you know, the temptations or whatever. But like I tell people all the time, you don't know how you feel day to day. You could wake up tomorrow and be like, yo, I'm never eating chicken again. I hate the way chicken tastes.
You can.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so now you got to, but you don't want to just throw out all the chicken you had. Like, yeah. So now you, like, now you're looking at the steak. Now you dabbling with the steak. And now, all of a sudden, you done cheated on it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Steak and chicken.
So you're trying to say the people.
Chicken and steak.
They got the Popeye's chicken sandwich cheating on Chick-fil-A.
Word. Word.
Because that chicken sandwich is only here for a limited time anyway.
Is it?
What they tell you.
That they always do that.
What they tell you, man. The grass, nah, they always green, right?
Yeah.
Nah, they'll bring it back like they...
I mean, that's what they bring like, it out. They like see how it goes and take it away.
With them fucking spicy that,
yeah.
nuggets.
Yeah, that's all they do.
They done put them spicy nuggets out like 15 times and people keep rushing back to them shits.
Yeah.
But come on, give me another reason why.
Wrong place, wrong time. You know what I mean? You put yourself in the wrong place, wrong time, and then boom, you know, sparks fly. People are
yeah, that's
people.
True.
Like, you know what I mean?
But then see, I have a thing with, like I told y'all before, like the transfer of energy. I always feel like I gotta have the upper hand.
The transfer of energy.
Yeah. So like you said, wrong place, wrong time. So if I'm in a spot and somebody want to give it up and all that other stuff, I might want to too. But yeah. Being that I know she want to give it up, I'm going to turn it down.
Better she out here giving up your box.
What? Don't do that. No, you give up the box. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but like,
not
yeah.
On, but you turn it down for a totally different reason or whatever. But what I'm saying is, like, you know what I mean? Just wrong place, wrong time. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you are in a relationship, but like now you're out, and it's you just like people attract.
Like watching know? Movies, the wrong place, wrong time was like a company party or some shit, right? You see the secretary that you wanted, y'all just happen to be walking to the bathroom together.
Mingling, yeah, like, you know, you're talking now. You know what I mean? Wrong place, wrong time. You're drinking at the company party now. You know what I mean? Now you're like, oh man, you know, you get put in a peculiar situation. So, so a lot of the things, you know, I talk about too, and I said this to my girlfriend before. I said, there's a lot of situations you can't put yourself in because you know how it's going to end. You know the end game is going to happen. Like, you know, men and women are made to attract. Like, you know, like. Yeah.
But I think that comes with, like, not going for it. Like, although you may know what's the end result, being strong. Just try to be strong. I mean.
No,
I'm saying just, yeah.
But I'm not arguing that. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I understand that. I know that. But the question is, why do people cheat? So I'm just giving y'all reasons. Yeah. I'm not saying that you know, because people don't cheat. There's a lot of people that don't cheat.
That don't cheat, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like play.
So, you know what I mean? Whether they don't put their...
Wait. Hold on, Jason. Did you just suck your teeth?
No, I was listening
to
you.
You could tell he mad. He just said, Jason.
They call this government out.
Yeah. Don't be putting that out there about me, because play don't cheat. Okay?
I mean,
faithful.
That's what's up.
But when I'm single, yeah, you know, I can't cheat if I'm single. You get it?
I'm just telling you all the scenarios, you know what I mean? Like, but again, either people don't put themselves in that situation, they just avoid situations like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right, that person's over there. I know I'm slightly attracted to that person.
Okay,
that person's over there.
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere near this person. She gonna try to talk to me. I'm gonna be over there.
Because soon as she say something to me, I might.
Sorry.
Yeah, I dig.
What
I mean?
Before get away out of hand, and now you doing something. You like, damn. I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. Like, you know what I mean. And then there's the people. There's strong will where they could be talking to the person and be like, nah, I'm good. Like, you know, I'm good. Like,
yeah, I have to try that, bro.
Try what?
Yeah, I really have to try that.
What?
That I'm good. Or, like, turn it down.
I
turn around people all the time.
No, but that... No. I'm saying... Well, with him, he turned out people all the time because he probably just not sexually attracted to them. But somebody that
you're
sexually...
Turn them down.
But somebody that you're sexually attracted to and you know that they want it, you should just try it. You'll feel...
That's impossible to do right now.
Man, listen, nigga.
I did that before.
You did?
I did. And
you ain't feel and like you didn't feel no, like years, the man.
No, years later, I'm like, I should have fucking took that time I had a chance.
Well, see, I mean,
no, yeah, I didn't feel empowered. I felt low,
cause
yes.
Well, I mean, cause you probably listen. Just forget it.
No. I want the gold bar that I looked at and left because I want to stay poor and shit. No, I'm not turning nothing down.
I'm just saying.
Unless I'm in a relationship, then I got.
But see, she must have not been that into you, because if you could go back and get it this today.
I don't want it today.
She look crazy. I don't know.
She could keep it. She can keep it.
But that's what I'm talking about. You're not sexually attracted.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Anymore. Look. You made me turn it away, and now she ain't even desirable. Now it's looking like.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
He talking about this transfer of power that he claimed he be having. They still be having a power over him. They like this fool.
This fool, nothing, nigga.
You ain't getting offered no more.
Hey, listen. There's mad jobs that turn me down. I ain't get offered another job. Then I mean, I'm still good.
Nah, you want them other jobs.
My mom said if you apply for a job and you don't get it, it's for a reason. So maybe it's the best interest to not take that job, because that shit could have stressed you out. You could have had pop shorty, got her pregnant. Now you'd have been in there for 18 plus years.
Why are you putting all these extremes on it?
I mean,
I don't even know what y'all talking about right now.
Listen, I'm just saying.
He don't know what he's talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. That's the one that got away.
Nah, no. Let's see, what else? What else will cause me to cheat? It's just a whole lot that let's see, what would cause me to cheat? I think Bad has said one. If they cheated.
Being petty.
Yep. Yeah, being petty. I said one because I would want to.
People get bored.
Yeah, it's just
but if you, options. All right, out so there. If you're bored, right? You're bored with the sex or just the person?
It can be many different things.
That can be a reason.
It can be many different rings.
She may not do something that you're into, and you know, like you like her and you put up with it, but she was like, you know, I like doing this, so you go out and get that.
Yeah, you might love the person, but you don't want to completely leave them. But
if y'all, because
cheating is not just sex.
Yeah, cheating is definitely not just sex.
You know,
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I mean, oh shit!
Let me put it.
Nah, sorry. What?
Let me reword that.
Oh, you about to hit me with the woman's definition of cheating?
Anything is cheating.
If you
anything
look to the left, you cheating.
Yeah, like, but you know, some people. Let me rather say, some people don't think just sex is just cheating.
What they say? They say emotional and physical, right?
Yeah. Time. Some people say time. You giving her time, or you know?
Damn, son.
A lot.
Yeah. He gave me this nigga a long time ago. Gave me a gem.
STD.
What are you talking about? This nigga gave me a gem. Right? You remember that gem you gave me about cheating? Damn, I just had it. I forgot this shit that quick.
Yeah.
What?
What Jace always say? Don't if you can't live with it, don't do it.
Nah. It wasn't
not that one.
He said.
He always say that.
Oh, okay. All right. Here you go. So most time when people get caught cheating, it's because of what? They're taken away from their home.
Oh, yeah. Right. I know.
Yeah. If you could know how to do it and not take away from your home, why not?
Yeah. That.
That was 07.
I used to say that all the time. Cheating's. Is when you start taking away from the home, when you start taking away from your spouse, like when you're taking away something away from that person, like, you know, like giving that more time or more energy to the other person.
Yeah.
To me, that's when cheating becomes a problem, like, you know.
So what if you're doing everything right and still get cheated on?
It happens. It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Like, I've been through that shit.
And they wanted to cheat.
But see, me, like, I always tell women that I talk to, I'm easygoing. You could tell me, like, it's nothing that you could really tell me that.
You know what the biggest problem is, though, sometimes, too? What? People don't know how to say when it's over. Like, you know what I mean? We talked about this before. Like, how do you, like, nobody knows how to be like, you know, like, yo, we done.
Because that could go different ways. Like,
no, but
you just got to have a grown up conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it's a grown up conversation where we both come to a mutual agreement and we'll be like, yeah, this is not this is not it anymore. Like, you know what I mean? That's one of the hardest conversations to have because nobody wants to be the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, who wants to say, yo, this ain't working? Like, you know what I mean? But to just to be honest, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of the hardest conversations to have. To when
you got
to
identify why it's not working first, though, too, right?
I mean, yeah, you could. I mean, I'm saying after rekindling, after trying to restart and everything, and now you just y'all both at a point where you just know, yo,
this is
over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but the hardest thing is to say,
who's going to be that one to say it?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Or can y'all? Nobody ever could come to a mutual conversation and say, yo, and listen, we both had a great time, but this ran its course. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, some relationships happen like that. Some just need to rekindle
it. But then other ways how, I mean, they don't want to say it, but then they do things to be like, all right, if I do this, then I know he's going to be like, all right, it's over.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, I was in one of those where I was like,
but then when that,
I mean,
when
I'm not going to do it, I'm just going to wait for her to do it.
Yeah, but then when that never comes,
now you just dragging a dead horse.
then you're in a relationship for 3 years more.
Yeah. It's that's never a right time to say goodbye. Right?
Horrible.
Chris Brown said it.
Or you just go, like, I'm going to fuck a girl every day of the week until you say, I can't believe you cheated on me and break up with me. Right?
Oh, yeah. You petty Betty for real.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, that's some petty. That's some, you know what I mean? That's being hurtful. Like, you know what I mean? This, like, what if y'all both
cheating to get caught?
Yeah. Like, what if y'all...
He's like, oh, I can't wait.
Well, yeah. If,
tired of each other. Like, not even
that's true.
Not even just tired.
But if we both tired of each other, but nobody say... Outgrown each other. Yeah, all that. But nobody wants to say...
But you're not evil to each other. Like, y'all don't hate each other. It's just you're outgrown each other.
My man Joe said a line like that. The relationship would be over, but no one to say it.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, but it's no need for me to start hurting that person. Like, you know what I mean? It's, why can't anybody just be like, yo, we need to have a real conversation? You know, like, that's one of the hardest conversations to have.
It is.
Yeah, I'm the break up with you before I cheat. Well, this is done. Let me get out of here so I can hit these streets comfortably.
See, I just said that you have these conversations.
No, it's bye. Ain't no conversation bye.
I can't wait till this nigga get a girl.
You can't.
I can't wait to even suck it.
Because
he be talking all this hot shit.
Show you how
that
to do
gonna
it.
Be, yo, that nigga going to call me crying.
I can't wait to show y'all how to do it.
Why
is
she acting like this?
Well,
I swear to God, this nigga's going to call me crying.
She's so cold.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yo, she going to have this nigga going crazy. I can't wait. Man, listen. Girls out there, yo,
what,
can y'all
what,
listen,
first
I can't
off,
wait, my nigga.
I talk to women. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But what the hoe say?
I don't know.
Show you how to do this, son.
I hear you. Anyway, yeah. This nigga's gonna be crying. Men crying a dark ass, nigga.
What's that from?
I think it was a book. Right?
I could have sworn somebody I know used to say some dumb shit like that.
Cause nigga, men do cry in the dark, nigga.
That's the way society has it.
I don't cry in the dark.
Meaning that, like, you don't. It means like
don't
you
cry
internally. You don't show your feelings. That's what it means. Men cry in the dark.
I don't think that's what that means. But I'll take.
Well, that's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Nah, I know.
It don't mean you booing into the fucking.
Nah,
dark
that's what people use it as.
With the lights off, nigga. No,
that's what people use it as.
No, it means
no,
internally,
just
nigga. Like
showing emotions, yeah. Like, you know what I mean.
Nah, I think I got that wrong.
As far as emotion, like sensitive side and crying and spilling your feelings and all that, men don't do that in public. Men do
because
it
because you know
the dark,
you know why
to themselves
because.
You get ridiculed.
You get ridiculed. Yeah, exactly.
You get murdered.
If I can't come
murdered.
To my homies and express, yo, damn, I can't go to nobody else. We around each other. And I think y'all understand me more than my mom or my dad or an older family member. And y'all gonna be like, man, stop fucking crying over that bitch. I mean, like, I'm gonna keep that shit to myself.
Yeah.
You better.
Kind of nigga. Yo, I swear, I cannot wait till he get a girl, my nigga. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm Just saying, man.
I cannot win,
men,
bro.
Black men, Jay,
you,
men.
Jay, you think I'm gonna cry?
Yes, oh, he's going to cry. No. He's going to. He's going. Yo, listen.
You gonna be boohooing, man? I'm gonna keep yes, you gonna be boohooing. She going, like, if she breaks your heart, like, if,
yes,
if something happens,
crying,
and y'all get into it, and yo,
this nigga's like, gonna be crying, bro.
Why she do me like that?
Yeah, exactly. What the shit I did for her?
What if my heart is broken already, and it's like,
nah, it's different.
I don't want to hear that. Yeah, my heart's broken. It's cold. I got an ice box.
So Omarion, that baby, your ice.
So it's that one girl he gonna open up to. And she's like, yeah, I used to hear that slick shit on the podcast.
You're gonna
watch
think
this.
Your heart is mended. You're gonna be like, oh, my heart is whole, swarm.
She's gonna step on your shit and get pregnant by somebody else.
Oh man, wow.
Yo, he be going all the way to the extreme.
Did you suck his dick though? She say yes.
You gonna be
ah, ah, yo,
you
lose
just, she gonna be like, hey, you just kissed me when you came in the house.
That's the first thing. That's the first thought that's gonna go through your head. You might just punch her off of strength, like ah. Telling you, man. Like,
I ain't even gonna ask that question if I know she cheated.
But sometimes you don't know. You need solid proof. I always had solid proof.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna make him cry. If she sucks his dick, and then he played your video game. Like, he's on your shit playing your video games, playing your Madden season.
He gonna be like, I would want his fucking system to
play my game.
I come home and the game that my season game is actually won because the computer been cheating me.
That's crazy.
That's when you really gonna be calling us like, yo, you win.
Nah.
Yo,
I hear you.
Man, I can't wait, bro.
I hear you. I
can't wait.
So,
I'm gonna give you the keys in order to keep her. You just gotta listen to me. But you don't like, you're a hard headed nigga. You don't like to listen.
Hey, this is not about me right now, so we'll get back to reasons and why.
Cheating.
So I mean,
well, we touched on us. What
about women?
Yeah.
Because we
always say it's
I think it's emotional. I think it's the same thing for women. I don't believe in
but
that.
But the women cheaters that I heard from, they told me is, yeah, like emotion, like lack of attention, bullshit.
I don't believe in it's just that. I think
yeah, it's a lot of,
I think
it's a lot
whatever
of
you could put for a man, you could put for a woman. Like, you know,
yeah,
what
you
mean?
Can.
Like,
and but they you know they got that emotion.
There's men out there that cheat emotionally. Like, you know what I mean? They
talk, I just want to be woman, held by
like,
somebody
yeah,
else.
They just want to talk, have that conversation. Like, I can't have this conversation with my girl.
She don't spoon right with me.
Yeah, like, you know.
Do you spoon?
Is that cheating? If
hold on, hold on, wait. Do you spoon?
Do I spoon?
Yeah.
In the bed?
Yeah. Are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
Jay's the little spoon.
I just wish I was fucking little spoon.
Nah, answer. Are you the big spoon or the little spoon?
Damn, he really wants your answer.
I know, right? Like, you don't want to be in my bedroom? Like,
nah, I'm just saying.
The big spoon.
Oh.
Jay, you're supposed to answer that. Don't pay this motherfucker no mind, man. No, but is that cheating? Like, if you're talking to another woman about a subject that you can't talk to about your girl, or you think a woman would consider that cheating?
Yeah, they would. Definitely.
They would.
100%.
They would. Because if a girl was talking, if a woman was talking to a man about something, right? You come home and you find out about that. You're gonna
hey,
be
why
like,
you? Why you can't talk to me about?
You talking to that nigga about that? Like, it's the same shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, so
it is more personal, especially people, like bra and panties and stuff like that. Like, I mean,
when people be talking, like, you know, people be saying, "Oh, women cheat because emotional." It's the same. It's the same thing. I think people cheat for the same, like, men and women cheat for the same reasons. Like,
I've heard the woman cheat for lack of attention from their man.
Yeah.
What's some other ones? Lack of attention. Dick just ain't working for her, but she like him, so she don't want to leave him.
Same thing for a man. Box is whack.
Some other ones.
You get into a relationship and it's
money.
It's not what you thought it was.
Money. This guy over here can do more for her, but she wants to be with this guy for whatever he can do for her.
Mm-hmm.
So financial reasons.
Can a man cheat with a man could cheat with a girl for money, right?
I was just about to say that, but we probably do a way less than women do.
Yeah.
Because I rarely hear of us going out, I'm going to go cheat. Shorty got some bread.
I seen a meme like that, right? That I think the girl was like, "Oh, you really cheat with me?" He tell her, he's like, "Yo, she got bread. She caked up. Hold it down." Like, hold it down. Let me get this. I'm coming back to you. I think I would say that. Like, if I meet somebody and they got bread, I'm like, "I'm with you, but we got this come up."
Now, can the shoe be on the other foot?
Yeah, I would want her to say, "All right, bam," like, "Oh, this basketball player holler at me." I know that got to come with a price, just like mine's got to come with a price. You might have to sleep with him a couple of times. I already got in the back of my mind that you cheated anyway, so go do what you got to do.
So you're going to,
as long as you're getting paid.
I got to get something out of it. I need this new car.
So you're a pimp.
Huh? He's no, I'm a not. Pimp. That's not a,
you just pimped your girlfriend.
She was going to do it anyway, bro.
That's true.
Okay.
It just so happened. I know about it.
I made a buck off of it.
Yeah, like, I want mine.
That's a pimp.
Listen. Pimps beat women. I don't beat women. Right?
I don't know.
No, they don't all beat their women.
All pimps beat women.
Nah, that's if they don't bring the money back, then they beat them.
If she don't bring the money back, I'm going to get it. I ain't going to hit her to get it, but I'm going to get it.
Yo, he's already a pimp in the making. What they call you?
Nothing, man.
Oh, shit.
She going to get it.
Shit.
Yeah. That'll work.
Jay, would you allow your...
If we work together, we can build this empire.
To cheat with an NBA or NFL star?
She hands you those dollars and just see back shots. Like, nah, I don't keep that money, man. Keep all that over there. Just go do your thing, man. Don't tell me. Like, yeah, I'm one of those people, if I'm getting cheated on, don't tell me. Yeah. Like, don't tell me.
But what if you find out?
My boy, Mario Wines, right?
Yeah, the best, yo. Yeah. I don't want
to
know.
But see, y'all got to... I think y'all have to go through it. You have to go through the actual scenes.
No, but now
to realize how strong you can be.
Hell no, I don't. I'm strong.
Right,
I know how strong
I'm strong. Listen, when you can see that your chick at the time was actually doing this while you thought she was doing something else, and you just like, damn, that's fucked up. But I got to live my life. That's how you know how strong the level you can take. That's why I said I don't think no chick can do. I mean, nothing crazy. Like, the only thing is, I get a chick pregnant and then find out the kid is not mine. That's the only thing. But then, I mean, I almost was down that road before.
All right, so we know that the baddest will accept cheating as long as money is involved.
It's not, I wouldn't say accepted, but I'm just be like, maybe accepted.
It's what you're talking about.
That's the true definition of acceptance.
All right, what's the amount?
It don't matter. I mean,
what you mean? It depends.
Hey, take this fight out of show.
No. It depends.
All right, because, you know, it was Netflix got that TV show like that. I forget the name, but this lady comes up with, like, a cure to help, like, 50% of kids that's diagnosed with leukemia. Some, like, 50% survive, the other 50% don't, and they don't know why. She comes up with a cure to help the other 50% to make it, like, 100%. But she needs funding. Her husband is a bartender, runs into this billionaire lady. He tells the lady about the wife. The billionaire lady is like, oh, bring her to the house. Let me meet her, you know, discuss it. They get there. She makes her offer. She says, I'll give you $60 million to start up your company and, you know, do, like, you know, all the research you need and all that. I back you and, you know, fund you and all that good stuff. Only thing I want is one night with your husband.
Take the deal.
Take the deal. She don't really care about those kids if she don't take the deal.
Take the deal. You got to.
I'm watching. I said, bitch, if you don't sign that fucking paper.
Because look, because you can look at it. She could not take the deal. Now you don't get this funded.
You gotta get it. I'll get it from somewhere.
I do it the right way. And you, but my husband probably gonna fuck her anyway. Now you asked out. Take the deal, bro.
Nah, he's a good dude, but
Listen.
So, but at the end, she did sign, then went home and, like, read through the contract. And it's like, in the contract, is like, after that night, he can't ever speak about what happens to her, to the wife, or anyone else. So she's like, no. She runs back.
And oh.
Shit.
So, okay, so it was like.
60 mil. Is a cool price for you?
Wait, but you got to read the contract, terms and conditions.
What she means she can't speak?
She can't, like, she can act like the wife never exists, right? Basically, right?
What no, you,
you say he can't speak about the wife?
No, he can't speak about.
The lady?
Yeah, the.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
fine.
Night that he had with the rich lady.
Yeah, that's fine.
To the wife. That's and this, fine. And this dumb, and rest of the fucking.
They white?
Yeah, of course. Rest of the fucking season, she keep asking this motherfucker, like, just tell me, just tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
like,
you, if you know he about to, we had sex, bro. You know how what I do with
what,
you.
What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. I did the same thing I do with you.
I got the same move.
Listen, take the deal.
Jay, you'll let it rock for 60 mil?
Take the deal.
Nah, I mean, if I'm trying to kid the world of cancer... we gotta, you know.
Nah, you ain't trying to kill her.
What if it's
cool,
not?
You talking about just yeah, letting my girl cheat?
Yeah,
nah,
a cool
ain't no price on that. Like, I'm good. Like I told you, I don't want to know.
My black brother.
Like, no price on that.
That's what's up.
I'm letting it cheat. Fuck that. Send that shit.
Bugging.
Send that. That's a 40-20 split right there.
Because listen, all right. So you go. So you gonna say
she
no?
Should, she should just show.
But this.
The money
but this. But this.
Don't
is,
tell. I don't want to know.
This is the thing. This is the thing. And this is. You could say, "Oh no, don't do that." She gonna. She could do it anyway.
You don't.
But
know
I don't
that
now
though.
You. I don't
you
need
don't
to
know.
I don't need to know. Like you know what I mean. Like.
Listen, man.
I don't need to know.
You could tell me. Tell me all the shit you did.
Oh, you nasty.
All right. Let's. Let me.
What's that called? A cuck?
A who?
A cuck?
Cockhold.
Who?
Cockhold.
Yeah.
Cockhold?
Cockhold.
What is
that?
Cockhold. Fucking men that like to see their wife.
No, I mean, wait. Don't say I like to see.
No, I'm that's what that is. That's what
don't
that
say,
is.
I'm not into that kind of shit. I don't want to see
you,
no.
You
but
might
I'm
as well
saying,
watch. You might as well see
you
what
the,
she
you
did.
Want the details.
Shit, she come back with an extra 10 mil at it. Like, yo, what you did? Fuck he's doing in there.
Cause we gotta build an empire.
Mm-hmm. At what cost?
And we need to start
off
the money.
Back.
That's what people say. People say everybody has a price for something.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But how I'm thinking about it is you could not be with it. You could not no, I'm not taking the money, I'm not gonna take and she could do it anyway. Now you asked out. For what? When you could just be like, you gonna do it? You probably do it anyway.
Say getting off that money. This is yeah. Like, listen, she gonna cheat for free or cheat to get some money?
Either way, she gonna cheat.
The way with money, I'm getting some out of it.
You gotta look out for yourself as well, my nigga. Right,
I hear you, man. I hear you. I just you know, that's your road.
I don't wanna know. You can't. You really can't handle that.
I could.
I don't know if I can handle it or not. I just don't want to know. Like it's not.
Well, you won't know what you can handle until you actually end.
Nah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't think I could handle even until I was actually presented with that. And
it just give you that rage. It give was, you angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you ever been cheated on? Or
I did the fucking white know. The white boy smirk.
Or you don't know.
I don't know.
I've been cheated on.
I heard what you do. You was. That's when you started crying.
Went to sleep. Woke up next morning. I'm like, yo. Good. Left.
That's just.
I tried to come back like 2 months later. I was lonely, but I left though.
Why you leave?
But you always gonna leave.
Why?
No, because in the moment you all hurt.
And I wasn't hurt, but like Jay said, I got a vivid imagination. I seen everything, and I wasn't even there.
I mean, I'm
all.
Not saying that. Like,
but see,
that's not going to make you always leave. But you know what I mean. I don't. I just don't want the visual.
But why
no,
do we
I'm
let
leaving.
Other people's
I'm leaving
wrongdoings really affect us?
It ain't affect me.
Yeah, you just said you seen a vision and you was hurt and you left.
I didn't say I. You don't put words in my mouth.
You just said
you
see,
for the moment.
I did
yeah,
not say I was
in
hurt.
It was in heat in the moment. You
I
was hurt.
No, I was not.
If you left like that, you were hurt.
What you mean? I told you I went to sleep. Woke up.
You went to sleep
because
you was hurt. You didn't
no,
want to stay
fuck
up.
I didn't. I was tired.
nigga, when shit go, when shit hit the fan with me, I can't go to sleep. I went to this nigga house. What time was it? Like, you can't go to sleep. I don't care how tired you are, nigga.
I sleep the hurricane. Fuck around with me.
Nah, bro. You was hurt. I mean, just admit it.
I don't have nothing to be hurt about.
That she cheated.
I was more shocked than hurt. I said, oh, wow.
I think that's the biggest thing. It's like shock.
My thing was, who the fuck did she?
But see, if you go in a relationship and just not like, you don't put nothing past nobody. Every situation I take on, I always give them the benefit of doubt. Like,
nah, you can't.
Listen, you got to learn to do that shit. I give them the benefit of doubt. Like,
I mean, you ain't never gonna trust no one if you
trust issues.
I trust people.
The whole world has trust issues.
But I can separate. But I can separate. I know how to separate shit. And just not let shit.
That's trust issues.
Learn how to separate stuff is trust issues.
You're cutting off a part of you to not be hurt. You're separating.
No, I'm not cutting. No, I'm still giving my all.
No, you're not.
How you figure?
Because you just said you're separating.
I'm just separating certain shit. But I'm still giving my all.
Bruh,
you can do that.
If you cut up a piece of pie. And you separate the shit.
But that whole but trust issues, like I'm still letting you have your freedom.
That has nothing to do with
that's
it.
People that have trust issues don't have new. Where you going? Oh, you can't go there. You go wherever the fuck you want.
You're cutting off the part that cares about
what I still
certain
care
actions.
No, I still. It's just me. How I came up is you just can't let nobody ruin your happiness. So why you out there doing what you ever do? I gotta sit here. No, I'm be happy too.
Yeah,
but you don't have to cut off sections. You don't have to separate things. You can separating things is showing you're coming into this with your guard up. If you didn't have trust issues or anything, you would go in it, gun fully loaded, and still not be able to be affected by anything that they do. They do.
But I'm going in with my guard up just because that's how, just
so you're not
people.
Giving your all.
I am giving my all. I can give my all.
Withdrawn at the same time.
But I'm not withdrawn. Did I say I was withdrawn?
You're separating stuff. What are you? That's what that means.
Just put.
Nah, it's
not.
With your guards up.
Huh?
That's all it really is.
So
but I'm not.
That's not your all.
But I'm not giving.
No, you can give your all, but you.
How can you give your all with your guard up?
If you're fighting, you give your all, but you're also defending yourself.
Right? Right?
Right?
No. You can't punch and guard at the same time.
But
like this.
In a fight, you're fighting, you're giving it your...
I didn't even see you just... But whatever you did, you're going to get your ass knocked out. I don't even know
what That's what Floyd do. What are you talking about?
If you're fighting, right? In a fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give it your all in the fight, right?
Yes, either on defense or offense.
Yeah. So, but you're still overall giving it your all.
One part, another part. It's two separate parts.
But it's still your all.
On two separate parts. It's not the whole.
I see what he's saying. So, either you blocking, you defending, you're giving your all on defending, or you're giving your all fighting and not worrying about defending.
No, that's not how a fight works.
That's you're not what you're trying
just,
to say.
No.
You're not just going to go in there and
punch.
Nobody
just stands
but
there
that's,
and
that's
block,
a boxing
block.
Match. That's a boxing match. We talking about your emotional feelings. All right. What are you separating if you have your guard up? You said you separate stuff. What are you moving out?
Just,
what are you separating?
Just separating like different feelings. Like
that's not your all.
But it is my all because I'm still...
If they're not getting all of your feelings, if they're not getting a feeling of Your joyful feelings because you don't want to get your joy hurt.
But
that's not your whole.
But they are getting my joyful feelings.
That's taking a piece of the pie
but
out.
But they are getting my joyful feelings.
So what are you separating?
I just said different shit. Like
so, like, if you're taking stuff out, if you have 100 pennies that make a dollar, and you're taking stuff out, do you still have the 100 pennies there?
No, but it's still...
You don't have it there, but you still have it.
Yeah.
Oh, still in your possession. Shut the hell up. No, saying. It's not. It's not on the table. It's in your pocket. So you're removing stuff, which means this 100 pennies that used to be whole is no longer whole.
All right.
You're separating
like
some stuff.
If somebody said, oh, I just met this person. Are you going to say, oh, no, I don't want you to talk to them? Or are you just going to let them, let them do what they got to do? Put that action on them. I let you do what you got to do. Now it's on you. Like, it's
yeah. That's what Jada Pinkett said, right?
Well, I think, I don't know.
That's what misinterpretation of everybody saying her hun Will Smith has an open relationship.
That's on, like, but she said, I'm going to be here, but whatever, your actions are on you.
She doesn't tell him not to cheat. I think.
Yeah, she said, I think she said something like that. She don't tell him not to cheat, but he has to look in the mirror and say, I did that. Make that
decision. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could do whatever you want to do.
But I'm still giving my, all, though.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, and that's how relationships should work.
But Will isn't saying that he's withdrawing. He's separating.
I didn't say
stuff.
I was withdrawn.
You said you're separating stuff. Withdrawing, separating, it's all the same shit.
You can separate certain, like you can separate feelings. You can separate feelings and not withdraw, not be withdrawn.
All right, so you the pie chart with the different percentages. Got you.
It all equals up to what? 100%.
Understood. All right, pie chart.
Pie chart. Shut up.
Like separating shit. Talking about giving it my all.
You can.
No, we need to be separated.
What?
Motherfucking Lakers team. Separate that shit.
You don't like Dwight?
Nigga, do you like Dwight?
Yeah, he was the man at one point.
Yeah.
Like his first year.
I think he cheated too. Right?
I don't know.
He cheated on his.
Yo. You know what? I ain't gonna say nothing because all I know is. My boy Kuz and Brown better be safe.
And that's what do you think? I got Swaggy P out of this, so.
All I'm going to say.
No, it was D'Angelo Russell.
That's D'Angelo Russell. I ain't talking about that.
Oh.
Crazy. But can you give your all and still, I mean, don't put it past nobody?
Jay running the burning buildings. He's giving it his all the time.
I mean, yeah, you can give it your all and not put it past nobody. Like,
You're not cutting off anything inside of you, are you?
But I'm not cutting off anything inside of me either. I'm just saying.
I'm not even talking to you, though. I'm talking to Jay.
People are human, so I just don't put certain shit past them.
That's fine, but that don't mean
I can still
you
give
don't
my
have
all.
To let them in.
I do. I'm an open book. I want people to tell me because I'm easy going. Tell me anything. Tell me. You can tell me if you met somebody. You can tell me. Oh damn, I liked him. I kissed him. You can tell me that because I've been through shit like I've been through that. So I know how I can handle it. I'll be shocked. Yeah, but I know how I can handle it.
You're right.
Women,
and it only prepares you for
if you're gonna cheat.
I mean,
women, if you're gonna cheat. And you know you don't want to leave your mate, keep it to yourself.
No, that's not true.
Keep that shit to yourself. Because if we don't know, we're going to go about our day and it's going to be.
But why you can't find out and still going about your day?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I can.
But you're going to leave her.
Duh, that's how the fuck my day go on. What am I staying there
for? People cheat every, like, this relationship, but people cheat every day or whatever. It might not just be sex. It might be catching somebody talking and everything.
And
life goes on. Life goes on. They get into an argument, and then life goes on, right? Like,
see, everyone cheating. What's the word I'm looking at? Everyone's, yeah.
You just don't want sex.
No, I was cheating. Threshold is what I was looking for. But yeah, everyone's definition is different. Mine's is intercourse. If you want to chat with some dude, don't keep the shit. Keep it cool. You can chat with him. I ain't gonna say you can't chat with no dude because that's whatever. Do what you gotta do. And you know, if you are going, you know, talk spicy, don't let me know about it. I don't need to know, but.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going. If you are talking spicy, I'm like.
If somebody wanted to kill you, you wouldn't want them to let you know.
That's two different extremes.
What'd you say?
If somebody wanted to kill you, you wouldn't want them to let you know.
What are you talking about?
He just said, if you're going to cheat, don't let me know.
Two different extremes.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Fuck Somebody gonna kill me. Yeah, nigga, let me know.
Yes, yes. Everybody when you, wants to know.
Let me know.
When she cheat, she kills a part of you too.
No, the
he's still cornering that Rihanna song. Man,
chill, you old dear.
That shit broke back memories real quick.
What? You chill, you old dear.
Oh, I'm man. Straight. Yeah, don't. If for the dudes out there that can't handle it, pretty much is what I mean. I'm but
I think people,
to.
I think people do handle it. I think people because it happens. Some. Like you know, yeah, some people blow up and
yeah,
and
like
throw the whole relationship away, and then some people go, you know, tomorrow it's just like, yo, you have your argument, and then tomorrow it's just like, all right, we're gonna keep going. Like you know what I mean? Like what we said earlier, are you really going to leave? Is that person really going to leave over?
And then it's other circumstances that come into that, like where y'all at in your life, how long y'all been together, what y'all got going on.
You as a person is just, yeah, I get that. I understand that.
But you see Jeff Bezos' wife, she bounced.
Jeff Bezos. Horrible.
Because.
Huh?
Who's the?
Amazon
right.
CEO.
Okay, yeah.
This chick bounced.
And that was just a walk away. Like, all right, yeah, take that money, whatever. Everybody was happy. Boom. Right? No bad.
But that could have been that could have been brewing for a long time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but they walked away, they split the money, and no bad blood, right? Or no big blow up. It might have been bad blood, but they ain't gonna show everybody. Nah, like you know what I mean? Like it's just like,
that was a big blow up. It took two billion.
But she was.
But she deserved.
She deserved that money.
Yes, she did. But still, that hurt. That hurt his pocket.
I bet you it didn't.
Nah, I don't think.
I bet
it
you
did.
It didn't.
Listen, if I got $4 and you take two,
that's different.
And you talking about that's you talking about pennies. Digits.
She got $2 billion. $2 billion is less than $4 billion.
If you got 4 pennies, I could take 2 pennies at this place right now. You ain't gonna be like, you ain't gonna be like, yo, Jay, give me those 2 pennies back.
Nah, I'm gonna need you to go get me a Popeye's because chicken sandwich.
This is crazy. This Popeye's shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna let y'all know how it is.
I thought you had one. No, you didn't.
Nah, that was Chick-fil-A. Yeah,
this nigga went all the way to Jersey to fucking Chick-fil-A.
I was already out there. Thank
on
you very
date.
Much.
I was just telling. I was telling Molly Ma earlier. I don't think I ever had what's it called?
Chick-fil-A.
I don't think I ever had it.
Very good chicken.
That's because Jay's not a cheater. He ain't gonna cheat on Wendy's. Faithful.
Yo,
I mean, chicken is chicken.
Nah, I know it ain't.
Chicken is chicken.
You can't say that.
Again, they chicken from two different farms.
Cause don't nobody know where that chicken is from. That chicken and broccoli from a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I was in the Chinese restaurant. I work in Chinese restaurants. Ain't
they got
I know where that chicken be from.
They got an unlimited supply from the tunnel.
Yeah, right on the floor by the mop. All that shit. Nigga. When they bought the mop the floor, they pick up some of the fucking mop water drip on the chicken. That's why that shit be tender like that.
You don't even know what piece of the chicken that is. Like
all of the pieces, all of the chicken, nigga.
All of the chicken.
All of the chicken. That's what what's the name? It's something where they ground up the whole chicken and
ground beef.
That's beef. I said chicken.
Ground chicken? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
No, but it's not, though. I was trying to think of the name.
Of?
When
they ground up
about.
All the pieces of the chicken?
No, but they make a food out of it.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about ground chicken, though.
Yeah. Nuggets?
No.
Sausage? They do it for all of that.
I believe you're talking about bologna.
No, I'm not talking about bologna.
That's the only thing bologna. Where they ground up. All of the pieces of something make a.
They used to do that to meat. They used to do that to nuggets,
but they don't do that with chicken.
They do it with dog food, I think.
They used to do that with nuggets.
Round up all the pieces of the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why McDonald's had to come back with all white meat shit. So them nuggets you was eating as a kid, you had beak and all that shit in there.
Yeah.
Chicken beaks.
They feed us horribly.
That's why everybody going vegan.
That's why everybody's sick and dying, you know.
And you know one thing I don't understand about this vegan shit too.
What's that?
Like I understand you want to eat healthy and all that other stuff, Like when I was working for TIA Craft, this guy was like, "Oh, I don't eat pork. Pork is da da da, all this other stuff." But then on your lunch break, you're smoking like 3 cigarettes.
I mean, everybody got something's gonna kill you.
I hate that though.
Something's gonna kill you. Yeah,
no. But I hate when vegans be like, "Oh, I don't do this. Listen, I don't do that."
I know. All right, cool.
But then you like you drink mad alcohol, yeah. Like.
But listen, bro. I knew a vegan. He was a raw vegan, meaning that he didn't cook none of his food. He fucking
just
got,
eat. Yeah.
Just everything was raw. Fucking nuts, berries, figs, all of the dumb shit. And it's the biggest fucking drug addict out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like
he did the hallucinogenics. But why did he do it? Because it gave him a better connection. He said he doesn't have any of the other chemicals in his body.
Yeah.
And it allowed the drugs.
You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself.
Nah, not if you're doing LSD and shit like that.
It helped him talk to the plants that he was eating.
Nah, he ain't talk to no plants. He was some weird shit.
He ain't talk to no plants while he's eating his salad.
Nah. Nah, he was just weird.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
He did like hallucinogenics and shit like that.
Have you ever did any of that shit?
Nah, I will.
I will?
I think, yeah, when I get older, I think I'm going to do a little LSD. Mm. Do a little dab.
Okay. About coke and stuff.
Nah, no desire.
Molly, you know,
Steve Jobs used to do fucking low doses of LSD every day. Low doses.
Why you don't do it now?
Nah. Because
he gonna be carrying something else out the building.
You could go on a, you know, it's supposed to open up. You know how they say you got your third eye and
yeah.
You go on a trip, like your spiritual journeys and all that.
Yo, Jay gonna
people
come
do all the time.
Oh, your spiritual journeys, like when you be tripping.
Yeah, like
Jay,
tripping.
Jay,
yeah,
that's what
the terminology of when they take LSD and mushrooms. Yeah. You going on a trip.
Jay gonna come down the ladder with a person on his shrooms? Shoulder.
Yeah,
and he gonna be like, I gotta.
I don't like mushrooms.
And it's gonna be a mannequin.
I'll do it like when I'm older. Like, you know what I mean? Like. Not old, yeah. Like when I'm older, I'm retired.
But you shouldn't wait until you fucking old ass nigga can't barely walk to be fucking hallucinating out in the streets.
But not,
I gotta walk past on fucking Linux and CJ Wilder.
I'm sure he's gonna do it in the privacy of his home.
Yeah, I'm talking about like, nah, I'm probably.
Jade will be out here tripping.
Nah,
you gotta walk past Linux and see this nigga bouncing the fucking ball in the street. Walking,
I ain't gonna do it around here. I'm definitely not doing it around
here. Pushing shopping cars and shit. I'm like, Jake,
over the wrong eye around here, man.
Lights like this.
Yeah, word.
I'm bugged out.
Be a single.
But niggas done pop Molly and all that. But
who pop Molly?
I'm just saying, like.
Oh, I told you about that time I was presenting with Molly and I was scared.
Yeah, so fast.
Oh, shit.
Yo, what's wrong?
Shit.
Tell me, yo, nah, I ain't doing no drugs.
They fucking put his ass out and shit.
I was like,
huh?
They put him out?
Yeah, they told the nigga to leave.
I was like,
this nigga all scared and shit. You supposed to do it, nigga.
Nah.
Orgy party, nigga, that'd have been the best time of your life.
Why not?
Listen. Nah. I got bad luck when it comes to things like that. Listen, I tried weed 3 times, and the third time, I said, yeah, this ain't for me. Because I think it was LSD in it. Because when I tell you, when I was done, from whatever age I was then, I had memories all the way back to when I was 1.
You mean angel
open
dust?
Your mind.
Listen, my thoughts was racing. I was thinking about everything. From 1 to 29 or some shit. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever willingly popped a pill, popped Molly.
Oh, no, shit, they drugged you?
Huh? Nah, I think it was in the drinks and shit.
That's how they tried to get me. I'm like, nah.
Because I know because I failed the drug test. And I know I was trying to get the job, so I know I wasn't smoking. But I bought a fucking with these Bronx niggas, bought a one of them Nemo. No, this is when the place Slushies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, they frozen shit. Bought like 4 of them joints.
They eat you up.
Yeah. You brought a nutcracker with Molly in it.
But and it you but you know it's a different feeling because I'm like I've been drinking alcohol since.
Yeah.
I know what it is to be drunk. I was nice. I didn't feel drunk at all. It had to be something else. And when I felt the drugs, I said, "Oh yeah."
Did you like the way you felt?
Yeah, I did.
Drug addict. You're a druggie.
It was a nice feeling. I'm like, I didn't feel, I wasn't tipsy. I was still alert. I wasn't high. I just felt.
Yeah.
I felt buzz.
Yeah.
Did you feel like cheating?
No.
Okay, so.
I was single.
So people can't use that as an excuse. Drugs make you cheat.
It could. It
could.
They can. Because then you, like, especially if you have
being horny can make you cheat.
Out of body experience.
Yeah. Listen. I don't know. Listen.
Yeah. I don't. Cheating is like cheating on a diet, right?
It happens.
Cheating on a diet is different. You want to cheat. You like,
nah, you fighting. You got to have willpower,
like,
right?
Nah, you be like, yo, fuck that.
Lifestyles.
Crazy.
Well, so we covered everything on cheating?
I think so.
Of course, there's still more we probably
of course
don't remember.
I mean, I've said everything that I think about cheating, I think.
Any fighting words on it?
I still can't wait till you get a girl.
Any disclaimers? Why you worry about me, bro?
Because we all been through it. You got to go through it.
I've been through it, too.
Nah, you ain't go. You know, nah.
I handled it how I handle.
I want you to go through it now.
Oh, I want
you. I want you to go through it now. In this day and age. Because you probably went through it when social media wasn't popping like that.
Yeah, it was.
Nah. I need you to go through it now so you can look at it.
You was around when I shut my Facebook down because I didn't want to
this nigga
see. Put a picture up. Shut that shit right down. I ain't got Facebook. Now what?
Oh, somebody told you to put a picture up and you shut Facebook down? Mm.
I was
being
on
that's being petty.
I was being on the deactivate my page wave before these chicks start doing it. Facebook gone.
Just put the picture up, bro.
What?
To show the world. This is my queen.
I had 30 Facebook friends. Like, who you want to see on here? I don't even use this. I talk about sports and movies.
Yeah. And look at my girl.
There ain't no movie.
Y'all could make a movie.
I can't put that on Facebook. Stupid ass. Look at. Yeah. I don't know. Final thoughts on it? I guess just.
Oh, final thoughts is just don't cheat.
Man, you can't just tell
me. Can't say don't cheat.
Or if you cheat, just be ready to have that conversation. Explain why you cheated. Be real, right?
Be open. Be honest.
And if it ain't working, somebody gonna have to get the balls to be like, yo. Yeah,
be open. Be honest.
This ain't working. I'm gonna go over here before I hurt your feelings. Wait, who said this? Banks said this. These chicks coming fast. Here's your heart before I break it. Woo! That shit touched my soul back then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I sent that to somebody.
Dang, that's why you keep getting shot at with songs.
Listen, man.
Sending motherfucking rap lyrics.
Because he's being honest. Before I, you know, get wild, just take your heart back.
Any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I said be open, be honest. You know what I mean? Cheating is something that you may encounter. Just be open, be honest,
and learn how to say no.
Oh, nigga, y'all niggas is crazy. Hey, women, men, if you're gonna cheat, keep that shit to yourself.
And people, a lot of people don't know how to cheat
because they stupid.
Like,
cheat. Hey, if you cheat. Treat that shit like a murder.
Like want to fuck your girl's friend. Like, come on. You're
going to get caught, right?
Yeah, right?
But what if you do? You're not with her no
more. Of course, this nigga.
I think that's fair game, but whatever.
Thank you. Like I was saying.
If she fuck your homie, that's not fair game.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's supposed to be off limits, but.
It's not.
It happens, man. Listen, man. Everything happens in life, man. You can't put anything in a closed bubble.
I'm different.
But all right, tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Fine, damn people. You know how.
What if you are there?
I mean, not there. If I ain't with it, then go ahead. If you want to go out with
Shamar, first, this nigga's lying. If you, I can't bring one of your, like, so say I came over and I had one of your girls with me on my arm.
If you had 007 with you, I'd dap her up and she could get on the show.
This nigga is lying.
I'm dead ass serious.
And then we over here making out and shit. You gonna be like, damn.
God's honest truth.
She ain't kissed me that much when she was with me.
I would never say nothing like that.
That's two different things. Being with her and bringing her around and then smashing is two different things.
I'm fine with both.
It's like, I can't wait till you get a girl, though.
You say so. Yeah. Like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted. Keep the shit to yourself unless you're trying to leave the relationship. Because there is no... there's no point in them knowing, because now if you want to stay, the guy's gonna be like the baddest. He's gonna be putting up all type of walls and shit. If he want to stay,
I don't put walls. I'm still living my life.
He's gonna be petty.
But in an argument, they always throw it in your face.
Yo, oh, it's gonna come back up.
But jumping in on his final thoughts.
This shit gonna come back up in the argument. He did fuck up my train of thought. You know what? Yeah, fuck you, man. Keep that shit to yourself.
That's what you got?
That's all I got. Keep the shit to yourself. And don't tell me.
What if somebody else tell you?
If somebody else tell me?
Or what if you just catch her?
Oh, yo. It's funny you said that shit. Did you see the video of the chick, of the guy pranking his girlfriend when she was walking in the house?
There's a million of those out right now.
It is.
When she jumped on the joint and like kicked
I seen that.
Yo, why she kick that man again in the head like that? If that was a real girl, that girl be fucked up.
Yeah, it's a lot of pranks out there. Some don't really end well. Cause I seen one joint. I don't think it was a cheating prank, but her husband or somebody tried to scare her when she walked in the house, and she ran back out, like ran out quick and got hit by a car.
That was fake.
It was fake. Oh,
what's wrong with you?
I thought it was real.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. Just ran out and got hit by a car.
That one was fake.
Oh, I thought it was real.
Nah, but that shit with the chick who came in the house. She hit him in the back of the head and pushed the shelf off of his shoulders and came up with the left, kicked it in the head, and came down. I was like, nigga, you almost died.
Because the joke thing could open up a lot of doors, and it could go two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Might get your feelings hurt. Fuck around, get your feelings hurt.
But yo, that's a smart way to get out of if you're about to get caught.
Yeah, it was one.
Take the girl wig and put her like a just a broom, and then when she fake mad at you and she going storming the room, the real girl could leave out the door.
I think I heard another prank on Hot 97 where they tried to play like somebody was cheating, and the girl was like, "Oh yeah, I'll fuck your brother or something."
Oh yeah,
and she was like, "Oh, I was just joking."
Yeah, that
like,
always goes wrong on the radio.
So you can't. Sometimes you can't be joking like that.
Crazy. All right. Well, these two said, be open, tell the truth. I said, fuck that shit. Keep it to yourself. Unless you're trying to get out that motherfucker.
But like I said, what if you happen to catch it? What if you find out?
Well, then, remains to be seen, since you said, you know, you can't wait. I can't wait to find out how I treated you. We got to have a part two to this in 15 years. All right. All right, man. Thanks for listening. Peace out. Tell a friend. Thank you to everyone that listens. We appreciate it. It's hard trying to get off the ground, so stick with us. And, you know, once we blow up, we definitely gonna act like we don't know y'all. All right? Peace. But I'm with the homies right now. And we asking for no favors. Rush a nigga quick to laugh about it later. Really, I'm a peacemaker. But I'm with the homies right now. Hey, mama used to say.